be on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Let us get back into the sugya, the second lashon. Rav Zvid Masna Lahosh Maitze, it's around 10 lines from the top. Rav Zvid Masna Lahosh Maitze Aho. Rav Zvid said the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if Bittel helps, is not going on our Mishneh. If a person was Makadish Lach Alamed, if she is able to have Chazoret, that's going on a different Mishneh. The Mishnah says, "B'chein he she'nosna reshus l'shlucha l'katsho." She gave reshus. She made a shliach to be mekabel kedushin. V'holche he v'kitsho asatzmo, and then she went and was mekadosh herself. And the shliach also made kedushin. So which kedushin is chal? Im she'lo kodmo. If her kedushin was first, kedusha kedushin. So then her kedushin is a kedushin. The shliach married off an eshesi, so it's nothing. Vim shal shlucha kadmo. What is if the shliach's kedushin was first? Ein kedusha kedushin. So then she's married already through the kabbalah's kedushin of the shliach. So she's an Eishas Yis already, so her Kabbalah's Kedushin is worthless. Ein Kedusha Kedushin. That is what the Mishnah says. Now we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, on this Mishnah. What will be the din Loikitsho Es Atzmo? She wasn't Mekadosh herself first, but V'choz Rabo, but she had Charote on the Minui HaShlichis. Mal, so what is the din? Is Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayzeres? Rabbi Yochanan says she could be Chayzer. She's Mevatel the Shliches. So now, the Shliach, if the Shliach will make Kedushin after her Chazorah, it's worthless. She was Mevatel the Shliches. Reish Lakish Omar Eine Chayzeres. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayzeres Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. That the dibur of the bittul can be mevatel the dibur of the minui. Reish Lakish Omar Einu Chayzeres Leyos the dibur mevatel dibur. So in the lashon of Rav Zvid we see a merdik chiddush that afilu by a dibur of minui ashliches Reish Lakish also holds Leyos the dibur mevatel dibur. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Akasha on Reish Lakish. You're telling me, according to this lashon, that if you are Memana Ashliach, it is not Shayach to be Mevatel the Minei Ashlichas. He's a Shliach already. He became a Shliach. It's finished. It's over and done with. It's a Gemar Maiseh. And it's not Shayach to be Mevatel. So let's you akasha. We learned if a person made a shliach to be mafresh truma, bittel, and then he was mevatel the shliches. Im ad sheloi toram bittel. If the bittel of the shliches was before the shliach was mafresh, ein truma say truma. So the truma is not a truma. Because he was mevatel the shliches. So we see klar that there's such a concept of osi dibo mevatel dibo by shliches. That there's such a concept. So we have here akasha an Reish Lakish. Omar Rove. So Rove said, Hoche b'mayas kinon, kigoin shekodam balabayis v'toram eskiryoi. Tahavalei maise. So Rove said a very interesting pshat. Rove said that what the Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, pshat in the Mishnah is, that if he was a mevatel the shlichus, if he was mevatel the shlichus, so the later the shlich is mafresh trume, lafrosh is trume is not hal. He's not speaking about that he was mevatel the shlichus bedibo. Bedibo, you can't be mevatel. I don't say also dibor mevatel dibor. I chosis that the second dibor is stronger than the first dibor. Now it is speaking about that he was mafresh, the mishalach was mafresh trume before the shliach had a chance to be mafresh trume. So the hafroshes trume of the Baal HaTvue is a bittel b'maise. This is not a bittel b'dibble. Actions speak louder than words. If I mafresh the trume, so through my actions I am showing that I do not want that you should be my shlich to be mafresh trume, being mafresh trume by myself. So the maisa afroshe is a bittel b'maise, and therefore we'll say osi maise umevatel dibo. That is how Rav Fanfers Reish Lakish. So the achrayim bring down the kasha. It's a very nice lomdis, but lechayre, if it is speaking about that the Baal HaTvua was mafresh trume, so you don't have to say that the trume of the shliach is not chal because he was mevatel the shliach. If he was mafresh trume, so there's no tevel anymore. You can't make trume. Not of the bittel ha-shliches. The Mishnah says that he was mevatel the shliach, and that's why the afrosh is not chal. If it is speaking about that he was mafresh trume, but he saw the afrosh isn't chal because there's no tevel anymore. There's trum and chul. So there are two terutzim on this kasha. There are more terutzim, but let us say two terutzim. One terutz is that it is speaking about that when he was mafresh, the trum he said it should be chal la'achalamet. He wasn't mafresh, it should be chal right away. He was mafresh the trum, and the chalais trum should be chal la'achalamet. So till Lamed, it's still Tevel. And the Shliach went and was Mafrish the next day. So Be'emison, if the Shliach would have remained the Shliach, so the Afrosh of the Shliach would be Chal. That's like the case of the Mishnah. Bo'acha b'kitsha b'soch l'shiyem b'kodeshes l'sheini. Because the Trume will first be Chal l'acha l'amid yayim. But this Maisa Afrosh is a bitl on the Shliches. So that's the teretz on Reish Lakish. The maisa afrosha, actions speak louder than words. My maisa afrosha is showing and relating that I don't want you to be mafresh for me. I want to be mafresh for myself. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that it is speaking about he was mafresh trume. The trume is chal now already. And then he was shoyel on the trume. He could be shoyel on trume. Just like he could be shoyel on the dorim, he could be shoyel on trume. So when I was mafresh the trume, so my maisa hafroshe shows that I don't want you to be a shliach. I'll take care of it myself. Then later I was shoyel on the trume. I decided that I was mafresh the wrong trume. I should have been mafresh a better me. So I was shoyel on the trume. So the chalois trume becomes botel mafreye. But this fault is a maisa of bitul ashliches. Agav uche, the rishonim bring a raya from this gemara, not like a shitas haramban. We hear in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said as follows: Ha'ima le'isha, arei at mekodeshes li la'acha shloishim yoyim. Ubo acha v'kitsha b'soich shloishim yoyim, mukodeshes l'sheini. So, we understood pshat in the Mishnah, she's married to the second, the second one married her after 25 days, so she's the wife of the second one. when it comes the 30th day, she's an Eishes Ish already, so the condition of the first one can't be chal. What will happen if the second one died the 26th day? He married her the 25th day. He died the 26th day. And now the 30th day comes along. Will she be married to the first one? So there's a Moiridike Ramban that wants to say, yeah, she's not married to the first one. And he's medayik from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah doesn't say, Eina Mekodeshes L'Rishayn, it says Mekodeshes L'Shayni. So it would seem that the only reason she's not married to the first one, because she's married to the second one. Lu Yitzuya, the second one will die before the 30th day, she'll get married to the first one. That is what the Ramban wants to say. And the Mefoshim, the Rosh, Adas Medarashbe, are chaylik and the Ramban from this Gemara. If she was Mekabel Kedushin from the second one, Ein Lecha Bittel Godel Mizeh. Just like our Gemara says, if a person made someone a Shliach to be Mafresh Trume, and then later he went and he made a Maisa Afrosha, so the Maisa Afrosha is a Bittel, and the mini hashliches, I feel according to Reish Lakish, leyosed diba mavatul maise, but leyosed diba mavatul diba, but a maise could be mavatul a diba. So over here, I feel according to the first Reish Lakish, if that I feel a chazore won't help, leyosed diba mavatul maise, but if she was mekabel kedusha now from someone else, and the 25th day is ein lecha bittul gadol mizeh. And the first Kedushin, so she's Mavatal the first Kedushin, so the second Safilu, she got married to the second on the 25th day, and he died the 26th day, the Kedushin will not be Chal the 30th day. They shtel zu this Gemara. Eis Veirish Lokish. Now, here, according to Rav Zvid Shita, we don't have too many problems on this Kasha. Because according to Rav Zvid Reish Lakish holds lay osa dibur mevatul dibur. Is eisvei Reish Lakish kol hakeilim yirdu udei tumosam b'machshavim. That if you have a goyel mei keili, and I decided to use it the way it is, without adding the finishing touches, it's mekabel tum, it becomes eis goyelam. Vein oylem mit tumosam, elo b'shini maise. It will become toyer, only by a shini maisa, which will show it's still a goylom. I'll start doing a pula, which shows that it still needs finishing touches. Maisa moitz miyad maisa, umiyad machshoven. Machshoven imeitzi, loy miyad maisa, loy miyad machshoven. Mishlam imiyad maisa, loy mafke. Loy osa diba mabatul maisa. So that's very good. Al miyad machshoven miyad topi. So you see from over here, Leyosa Dibo Mavatul Dibo. Valei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered, Shiny Machshava, the Tuma Dechi Maise Domi. That the Machshava of Tuma is equivalent to a Maise, so therefore a Dibo cannot be Mafkiya from a Maise. Uchi the Rav Pope Romi Ksiv Ki Yitain, the Karinen Ki Yutam, or Ketzat Ki Yutan Dum Yed Yitain, Mayitain de Nechele, Afyutanami de Nechele. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan asks a kasha to Reish Lakish. Asheleach get le ishtoi. We learned a Mishnah, that Mishnah Nasheleach, a person sent a get to his wife. Vigiye b'shliach, and he met the shliach, oishe shalachach of shliach. So you see, Klo, you can be mevatel a shliach. The whole Reish Lakish said that if she made a shliach likabola, to be mekabel kedushin, if she made a shliach likabel kedushin, so he can't be mevatel a yosa dibur mevatel dibur. And here we see a person made a shliach legarish, and he could be mevatel the shliach. Tiyufte the Reish Lakish tiyufte. So Reish Lakish is upgefragt. Perfect. So there's a merdike taisus harosh here. Reish Lakish did not know this Mishnah. I mean, there's enough in the Mishnah Gittin that the Gemara before brought it down on the first Lashon, and the Gemara said, yeah, that's Poshut Osa Dibu Mavatal Dibu. Now, the second Lashon of Rav Zvid, Reish Lakish holds, Lo Yosa Dibu Mavatal Dibu. That's how he didn't know the Mishnah. Sefer Tarosh. So there's a Mordika Rosh. So the Rosh says, Reish Lakish knew the Mishnah. But Reish Lakish differentiated between a Shliach on Gittin and a Shliach on Kedushin. So Mamela, I'm talking about a Shliach on Kedushin, you can't be Mabatel. They're speaking about a Shliach on Gittin. That's what that Reish Lakish knew the Mishnah, and it's no cash. The Rosh Hashanah says there's a chil between Gittin and Kedushin. So what did the Reish Lakish? What did Reish Lakish say? There's about Gittin. I'm talking about Kedushin. There's a difference. Zok the Rosh, but the Gemara didn't hold of Reish Lakish is chilik. So the Gemara didn't want to go into it. They heard Reish Lakish is chilik, but they didn't appreciate the chilik. They held there's no chilik. So the Gemara said, your chilukim we don't hold of. So here it says you could be Mavatal or Shliach, and we don't hold there's a chilek between Gittin and Kedushin, so Tiyufta the Reish Lakish. And the Taisus HaRosh says, whenever there is a Tiyufta, that's Pshat. Not Pshat that the other one didn't know about the Mishnah. He knew about the Mishnah, and he differentiated between what he's talking about and the Mishnah. But Chazal did not hold of his chilek. So Mamela, that's why Chazal say Tiyufta. So I wanted to say about what was the svar of Reish Lakish. The Rosh doesn't explain what Reish Lakish held. Reish Lakish held there's a difference between Gittin and Kedushin. By Gittin, the Bittel will help, and the Shliach can give over the get, and by Kedushin, the Bittel will not help. So I thought, two Mahalchim, and Baruch Hashem, I found one Mahalach, the first Mahalach they serve over the Teres Habirim brings down from his father. And the second Mahalach, I found the Mishnah Salevi. The first Mahalach, I thought as follows. We had mentioned yesterday, a Taisvis HaRosh, that the Taisvis HaRosh asks on Reish Lakish, he doesn't understand Reish Lakish. How could Reish Lakish say she can't be mevatel the shliach? She's a medes v'tzevacha, she doesn't want to get married, and the shliach can marry off. He doesn't understand Reish Lakish. So we wanted to explain yesterday that the Emerson, this is talking the machlekes, the Tur and the Rambam. According to the Tur, the Rosh is kasha is amaridike kasha. That the Tur holds that when you make a shliach, the mekadesh and the megarish is really the mishalach. Now it's being done al yedei shliach for the mishalach. But lemais, it's like a yad of the mishalach. It was nitoisiv lo yad shlishi. But the megarish and the mekadesh is the mishalach. And therefore the Tur holds if nishtata mishalach, so the shliach can make gerish and no kedushin. Because everything is being done through the Mishalach, Hayidei HaShliach. The Rambam holds that the Gedder of Shlichus is that the Mishalach is out of the picture. The Mishalach gave over to the Shliach the Koyach to be Megarish, to be Mekadish. It's not his Parsha anymore. The Shliach is 100% full Koyach to be Megarish or Mekadish. So we wanted to say that Reish Lakish holds like the Rambam. So Memele, if the Shliach is a Shliach, so she's shrying Chai V'Kayim. There's no Das on Kedushin, but you don't need her Das. Just like if she'd be a Mishtata, you don't need her Das. The same thing, if she says she doesn't want it, you also don't need her Das. Lemaise, the shliach has the complete koyach to make kedushin. The das of the shliach is sufficient. So memela, if you give him a battle, the shliach, that's good. If you give him a battle, the shliach is fafal. That's what we wanted to mention yesterday. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchis Geirishin starts off as follows. Asara Dvorim Hein Iker HaGeirishin. There are 10 things which are Ikrim and Geirishin. Yesoid number 1, Shelo Yigarish Ha'ish Ela Birtzoinoi. Amaridiki Yesod. That a person is megarish if he wants to be megarish. He doesn't say you need his das. He said you need his rotzen. Das means I know what I'm doing. I really wouldn't want to do it, but the circumstances force me to do it, so I'm doing it. That's das. I'm doing it. Doing it bedas. Rotzen means I want to do it. Zok der Rambam weiter, and how do we know this? This is one of the ikrim, this is the first ikrim that Rambam brings down. Because the pasuk says, im loy simtso chein be'ino. Very interesting. The pasuk says, he doesn't want her for a wife. Why did the pasuk have to say this? Because the Torah told us we need his rotzen and gerishin. Loy simtso chein be'ino. He doesn't want her, he doesn't want her. That means we have his rotzen. Whatever the reason of Gerishin is, but he doesn't want her. So we need his rotzen. With this we can understand the Rambam in Perik Beis Halachichot. He has a whole ariches. How does it work if a person is forced al pi bezdin to give a get? How does it work? He's being forced. So, let's hear a lashon of the Rambam. So, the Rambam azay. Ze she'enoi roitze legarish. He doesn't want to give a get. So, he touched on a delicate point. Doesn't want to give a get. Me'acher shuhu roitze liyos me'yisrael. He wants to be a yid. Let's give him a question there. Do you want to be a yid? Yeah, sure. V'roitzu l'aseis kol ha-mitzvahs. You want to do the mitzvahs? Definitely, I want to do the mitzvahs. V'roitzu l'aseis ha-veyas. A whole hagdoma the Rambam says. There's three things that the person wants mirtzaynoi. He wants to be a yid. He wants to do mitzvahs. He doesn't want to do ha-veyas. So now we have a kasha. So if all these three things are true, so why don't you want to give a get? Bezdin tells you that Apiteri, you have to give a get. So al kolchach, it's Yitzroi Tokvoi. How do we understand this? He wants to be a Yid. He doesn't want to do any Averis. He wants to do mitzvahs. And he's not listening to Bezdin. So how do we understand this? So al kolchach, it's Yitzroi Tokvoi. So kivin shuhuka ad shetoshash koich Yitzroi. Va'oma roitza ani. Kvar girish lirtzoinai. Oh, we got the rotzen already. We got rid of the yetzer hara, and now he wants to be a yid. He wants to do mitzvah. Doesn't want to do averus, and the yetzer is out of the picture. He wants to give a get. Oh, but look how the Rambam was a. He had a whole problem over here. In fakert others are medayk on the sabbah. What if he's a mummer, and we'll force him to say roitzani? Doesn't help. This whole rights and the only words the Rambam gave three agdamas. He wants to be a yid. He wants to do mitzvahs. He doesn't want to do averus. So this person in reality wants to do the right thing. So the only way you can understand he doesn't want to give a get because it's right talk boy. So you get rid of the yetzer. So he wants to give a get. Al kaponim rabitzel ponevisha and zeicher yitzchak is medayik from the Rambam. That there's a miyuchedike din of rotzei, not das. There's a miyuchedike din by geirishin, you need the rotzei in habal. You need the rotzei in habal. And the Rambam is the pasuk, my simtza chein beinov, that he has to want to give again. So it could be this was pshat in Reish Lakish. The Taisus HaRosh asked the kasha by Kedushin, that she's shrying chai v'kayam. She doesn't want to get married to this person. So the Tosfos HaRosh asked Akasha, so how can the shliach be mekadesha? So he said, listen, the shliach is the koyach of the kedushin. We don't need your das. the das you gave over, the das of the shliach is sufficient. That's when the only ingredient that is missing is das. The das of the shliach is sufficient. But by gittin, the Rambam found that posik need the rotzen abal and meisim tzorchein be'ein nov. He is the one to give a get. So by gittin, if he's mevatel the shliach and he tells the shliach, I don't want you b'shemayfen to give a get. So even though in hilchis bittel I say lay osi dibur mevatel dibur, but he can't give over the get. Sveltach and rotzen abal. So could be this was the svare of Reish Lakish. Now exactly why Chazal didn't hold of it, that I won't go into. Abal kaponim could be there was such a svare. This Baruch Hashem I found in Teres Abirim. I found another svara, I want to say another svara, and this I found in Mishnas Halevi. I wanted to say that could be there's a meridik echilik between a shliach and Kabbalah's Kedushin and a shliach to make Gerishin. A shliach and Kabbalah's Kedushin could be she made a yad lekabel Kedushin. That means your bimkoimi lekabel kedushin. So it could be this is a finished matzav already. You're my yad to be mekabel kedushin. For states that now we need potential chosen to give you the money. But you're finished. You're a yad and kabbalah's kedushin. By gittin, if I made him a shlich to give over a get, nothing's finished yet. I make you a shliach that you should give over the get, because I don't give over a get, nothing happened yet. Your whole shliach is to give over the get, and you can give over b'mkaymi. So it could be, though, that what Reish Lakish said, le'yosa dibo, mevatel dibo, was only by kedushin, that could be he considered a shliach le'kabbalah's kedushin, this is already a dovo shenigmar shayin. That means it's finished, it's a leidik. This is a yad of Ariyan Kabbalah's Kedushin. But to make Geirishin, we're still in the midst of nothing happened yet. I'm giving you a kaich to give over the get, but nothing happened yet. So it could be there, he held, you say, do say, osi dibur mevatel dibur. Or koponim, the Gemara says, tyufte de Reish Lakish tyufte. So we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vechein hi shenosno, mishnehi lakamon bepeirik basre. We have here a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if she can be mevatel de shliach. Vechos rabo, she was chayze, bein bifnei shliach, bein shaloi befonov. Now this is a very important Rashi. Rashi says it doesn't matter how the Chazara was. Bein b'fnei shliach, bein shaloi b'fonav. Ein echizeres, l'kama masvina lei mahoda shaleach get. Leiding mozni eskakashi v'ma shaleach get, we see that she could be mevatel the shliach. Let us see Tosfos. Loikitsha atzmo v'chozra bo mal. Nire leforish. So now, Tosfos, all of a sudden, has a new mahalach in our Gemara. V'chozra bo b'loy amirosa l'shliach. She was chayza from the shliach, but she didn't tell the shliach, I don't want you to be a shliach. She told 28 them, she told Bezen, I don't want him to be a shliach. But she didn't tell the shliach. The omra l'shliach ein ritzoini shetekadishaini. She today the mekodeshes. So this is a shreklach and taisus for two reasons. First of all, a pshat taisus makes up a chilek. Rashi said klo not like that. We see klo that Rashi is chilek and taisus. Rashi said v'chozro bein b'fnei shliach bein shaloi b'fnei shliach. This shtikteira that taisus says there's a dip. The masas they also dip a mavatol dibo. Finish. That's what the Gemara says. In Taisves, all of a sudden says, no, that's Tavke, Shaloi Bifnei Ashliach. Pimavato Bifnei Ashliach, she made him a Shliach, so it's Fafalan, it can't be. So we have to understand what is the Svar of Taisves. Svar of Taisves is Shaklach Shver to understand. What's the chilek between bifnei shlich, shloi bifnei shlich? Then there's another problem that the Masha asks. If you're telling me that there's a difference between bifnei shlich and shloi bifnei shlich, so what's the tiyufta on Rish Lakish? Shaleiach get leishtoi v'igiyah b'shliach. He meant the shliach. V'amalei getch nesatlach botul areize botul. No, he gave the shliach and he told the shliach. Taisa says befonav you could be mavatul, whatever the lamdas might be, but befonav you could be mavatul. So what's the raya from the Mishnah? What's the tiyuf to the Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish also zokt the Masha that the raya is from the second bov of the Mishnah, not from the first bov. The Mishnah says. Ashaleach get liishtai v'igiyah b'shliach oy she'sholach achov shliach. He sent a shliach to be mevatel the first shliach. He didn't go personally. Sholach achov shliach. V'amalei getchen esati loch botulu arei zebo. So, others want to be mevayer the Masha in Tosfos. They have a little understanding that Pshat and Tosfos is like this. If she made a shliach befonov, which is the normal case, and that's the case of the Mishnah says, he shenosno rishus l'shlucho l'kacha. So the pashtus is that she went over to the shliach. She told the shliach, you should be mekabel kedushin from. So the minui hashlichas was bifnei hashliach. The bitul hashlichas is shaloi bifnei hashliach. So the dibur of bitul is shvacher than the dibur of minui. That means the minui was bifnei hashliach, and it seems there's some sort of an alimus that it was done befonav, and Ashaleach, we have such svaris that something that's done befonav has an alimus. So memele, the minui was made bifnei Ashaleach. In the bitul is shaloi befonav. That's what the Gemara means, loi osi dibur mevatel dibur, even though the Loshna Gemara is not too clear. The Gemara didn't specify, well, this mahalach, it's a dibur garua, dibur olam. About kaponim, that's what they want to say. So, but if I go befonav, bifnei ashliach, and I tell the shliach, listen, I don't want you to be a shliach. So Tosfos says that, Reish Lakish is also moideh, that osi dibu mevatel dibu. Now, what is the raya keneged Reish Lakish? The raya keneged Reish Lakish is from the second bava of the Mishnah. Oy shesholach achav shliach. So the second bava of the Mishnah, who was mevatel the shliach? The shliach was mevatel the shliach. Who made the shliach? The shliach. A baal made him a shliach. So hell, what happened over here? The baal made the shliach a shliach, and the shliach is being mevatel. So this is also a dibur garua. That the dibur of the shliach is mevatel the minui of the baal, and it works. So the Gemara held who had in a bitul of a baal shalai befonav should be able to be mevatel a minui of a baal befonav. Now let's go further. So on Rav Zvidza Kimte we had. Tiyufte the Reish Lakish Tiyufte we paskin bebehirus also dibur mevatel dibur. If a person made a shliach, he's mevatel the shliach. Afilu shaloi befonav, the bittel helps. Now the Gemara continues vehilchese kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan afilu bekamaisa. Now the Gemara says, now in the first lashon we had a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And then v'chos raboy. So we had a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish if she could be chayza. Rabbi Yochanan held osa dibur mevatel dibur, that even though there was nesinus hamois But since it wasn't nigmar the ma'ase kinyan as halacha v'dibur, osi dibur mevatel dibur. And the Reish Lakish said, no, that has an alimus of a ma'ase, and v'layosa dibur mevatel ma'ase. So the Gemara says, in that first machloikis, v'hilchise kevose de Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, v'afilu bekamais, in the first case, v'aval gav v'ikalem heima, Shani Nesinas Mois Liyadi Isha de Chemaisa Domi. We could say, Asvore, that, Nesinas Mois Liyadi Isha, the Maisa Kinyan had started already, so that's equivalent to Ashtikal Maisa, and we will say, Lo Yossi Diba Mavatal Maisa. Afilohochi Yossi Diba Mavatal Diba. No, we don't paskin like Reish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. Now the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, afilu bekamaisa. So I have a problem. Koshe hilchise ahilchise. Amret hilchise ke Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling me hilchise ke Rabbi Yochanan. So what does that mean? So that means even though there was a shtikel maisa, there was a maisa kinyan, afal pikein, if she was choizer, Ose dibur, mavatel dibur. So that's, you tell me, we paskin aloche like Rabbi Yochanan. V'kaim alon, hilchise ke Rav Nachman. I have another machloikis, which is lechoire similar to this machloikis. And there we paskin like Rav Nachman, which lechoire is the hepech of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what's the case of Rav Nachman? The boyilu, we had a shaila, Mao sheyachser v'yegarish boy. Now, let us just, before we get into the lumdus of the shaila, let us just say over superficially what the Gemara's kasha is. The Mishnah in Asheleach says that a person went over to the shaliach and he said, get shenosati lecho botolu. Where is that botol? So, the shaila is, the rehitas haloshen would seem to say he's mevatel the get. That's the words. Get, shadasati lecha botul, areize botul. Or perhaps, let's put it differently. This statement could be understood in two ways. It could be, I'm telling you what I'm doing, or I'm telling you what's happening. If I'm telling you what I'm doing, get, shenasati lo, botulu. So that means I'm being mevatel the get. If I'm telling you what's happening, it could mean something else. It means I'm mevatel the shlichus. And therefore the get is botul. Because you're not a shlich anymore. So the get is useless. But I'll kapon them. We'll get into that soon. But let's talk about, we had a machloikis, Rab Yochanan and Rab Nachman and Rab Sheshes. If he was mevatel the get, is the get usable afterwards? It was mevatel the get. Let's say, well, we give him a questionnaire, and that's how the Gemara understood al kaponim and the kashim. We give him a questionnaire, and we ask him, what do you want to do? Get, please explain your words. I want to be mevatel the get. Well, not the shlich. Mevatel the get. Fine. So now there's a shaila. If you want to be mevatel the get, can now change his mind. Can he use the get? Once he used the get, now once he changed his mind. Is this get usable, yes or no? There's a machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says it's not usable, finished. Rav Nachman says it's usable, because my battle the get, he wants to use it, let him use it. Fine. So we paskin like Rav Nachman. So what do we see from over here? That you are mevatel a get, and later, you can use the get. So we see, we don't say, osi dibur mevatel dibur. Well, now we have to, this we're going to speak about later, barichas, how you could be mevatel a get, what kind of osi dibur is, but let's not get into that. That we'll speak about later. But the Gemara understood that bitul haget is similar to bitul hakedushin lachalama. The Gemara compared them. Just like bitul kedushin la'achalamet, Rabbi Yochanan said, if I'm a vatel, she said I'm a vatel the kedushin, I don't want the kedushin becomes botul. We pass on to Rabbi Yochanan.
So the Gemara says, so if a person says, I'm a vatel the get, they should also be bottle. The Gemara compared. We'll see soon. So, frak the Gemara, so there's a stir in aloche. Here we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that the get is, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that she was chayza, the kedushin is bottle. And here we pass like Rav Nachman, that if he was mevatel the get is not bottle. A stire between these two psalms. That's the Gemara's kasha. I would just like to throw in a kasha from the Rashba, which is a moiridike kasha. The Rashba says, good, we'll understand the Gemara, bitl aget is like bitl akedushin. We'll explain, we'll say, understand somehow it's the same. Bitl aget is bitl akedushin. So yesking, just like it can be mevatel the kedushin, can be mevatel the get. Fine, okay. It's akashim. So then the Rabbi Ramnach says you can't be mevatel the get. Now let's think out loud for 1 minute. Let's talk about bitl. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that a person gave an isha kedushin, it should be chal la'achalamit. And the Teich Lamed, she says, I don't want the Kedushin. So it's Bapal. The Kedushin won't be Chal. She's about the Kedushin. I was Dim Bapal Dim, but the Kedushin isn't Chal. Now, let me ask a Shaila. Let's continue this scenario. He comes over to you, Bapal the Kedushin, I'm Bapal the Kedushin. You won't find a better husband than me. He convinces her. Okay, I'm a Bapal the Bittl. Okay, I'm a Bapal the Bittl. What's going to be then? So we have here a whole scenario. First he gave a kedushin. It's supposed to be chala chala. That was step number one. Step number two. So if nothing is going to happen in 30 days, we'll say mazel tov. He's married in 30 days. Step number two, she's mevatel the kedushin. So now we're holding that no more mazel tov after the 30 days. She's not married. The kedushin is bottle. Step number three, she's mevatel the bittl. Now, what happens now? What's going to happen after 30 days? We say mazel tov, we don't say mazel tov. So l'chayre, we could say, we'll go into this soon, what the lumdus really is. We'll say mazel tov. Listen, also dibu mevatel dibu. That's how it works. So the first bittl was mevatel the kedushin. The second dibu will be mevatel the bittl. And Baruch Hashem, now after 30 days, we'll say Mazel Tov. L'chayre, one should think like that. Im keinem anachnu, fragt der Rashba, moire dike kashe. So he doesn't understand the Gemara's kashe. What did the Gemara say? Rav Nachman said that if he was mevatel the get, chayzer megarish boy. Chayzer megarish boy. That's a big joke. You know why chayzer megarish boy? Because if he gives over the get, he's mevatel the bittl. Well, before he was mevatel the get, so that means I don't want to use the get, no get, nothing, no. Then later he goes and he wants to use the get with a maizer. He's using the get, so this is a bittel on the bittel. So what's the kasha? What's the yesking a kasha in two different cases? Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about she was mevatel the kedushin. That's it. So Rabbi Yochanan says she was mevatel the kedushin. You won't say mazel tov after 30 days. I ask you a shayla in parenthesis, what'll be if later she'll be mevatel the bittel? So you thought, well, she's mevatel the bittel, so then she will be married in 30 days. The bittel was mevatel the kedushin, and then the second bittel is mevatel the bittel. So she will be married in 30 days. So what's the case of Rav Nachman? That's the case of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was, he written a get, then he was mevatel the get, and then he says, no, I'm gonna use the get. So the using the get is a bittel on the bittel. I look a bittel godel mizetz, a maise. I'm doing a maise to mevatel the bittel. Dr. Rashba, we see from this Gemara that you won't say mazel tov. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, let's talk about Kedushin. If Lemaise he gave a kedushin lachalamet, and then she was mevatel the kedushin, and then she's mevatel the bittel, we tell her Rebbetzin it's too late. That kedushin is bottle and mevutel. You can't be mevatel the bittel. So memele, so it's too late. So if the bittel was chal, you can't be mevatel the bittel. Let's not go into the lumdus. But that's what the Rashba says. So Memela, so now the Gemara is asking Gemara the Kekasha. Rav Nachman says that what? That if he was Mevatel the Get, you can use the Get. Mevatel Abitel, you can't be Mevatel Abitel. That the Rashba says, if you Mevatel it, it's done and over with, it's Botel or Mevutel, you can't be Mevatel Abitel. It's too late. So here, Rav Nachman says, you can use the Get. So you see the Bitel was Bechlal Natchal. So Memeile, it's like the Gemara Astirim. Here Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could be Mevatel, a Kedushin, which was not Chal yet. And here Rav Nachman holds you cannot be Mevatel a Get, which was not Chal yet. Agavuche, let's just say that if we want to understand the Rashba, so there's a Mordeke Rabbi Chonon, and Rabbi Chonon says like this. We had mentioned when we started the sugya, Osi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur, so we mentioned you can learn two ways. You can learn Osi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur, the first Dibur that was said. That means, and that's the Chiddush of Osi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur, that means 30 days ago, he said, Reb Hukadesh Islin said, yes. And now, 25 days later, she says, no, I don't want to be Mekabel Kedushin. So the Dibur of 25 days later is Mevatel Limafreya, the first Dibur of yes. But it works, that's the Chiddush of Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Or you could learn, it's only Mevatel Mekana Lahapa. That means that I said yes then. There was a yes. That's past history. That's recorded. That's everything. But Kol's man, she's not married yet. We need her Rotson to be married. So if after the 25th day she said, I changed my mind. So Kol's man, we had the yes that was said 25 days ago. So this yes is continuing. So I have to say the Horotzen on Kedushin till the 30th day when she'll become a Kodeshes. But now she said the 25th day, I don't want Kedushin anymore. So boom, it stopped. You don't have Horotzen anymore. It's Mevatel Mikan Nelabes. You don't have Horotzen. The Kedushin cannot be Chal the 30th day. Zokta Eileke Rabbo Chonon, the Rashba, if we would learn that Bittel works Lamafreya, so the Rashba is very schwer. He says, why? Because let's talk about Kedushin. She was Mevatel the Kedushin. So what does that mean? So that means, like, she never said, I'm asking to get married to you. Now she's Mevatel the Bittel. I never said, I want to be Mevatel the Kedushin. I never said it. So if it works Lamafreya, he says, the Rashba is very schwer. Why shouldn't it work? So he says, it's a right from the Rashba that works Mikan the Lava. So then it's Meiridik. So she said 25 days ago, I'm asking to the Kedushin. So Rabbi Chonon says, if we learn that the Bittul is Chal Mikano Lahabo, then the Rashba is Meiridik. Why? Because she said 25 days ago, I'm asking to the Kedushin. There was Askama for 25 days. Now all of a sudden, she said, I'm not asking anymore. So the Askama became Bottle. There's no more Askama. Now, she wants to be Mevatel the Bittel. I mean, the Bittel worked already. It was Mevatel already. There's no Askama. 2 days later, you don't need the Bittel. If you need the Bittel today also, so you only have a Bittel today, Mevatel the Bittel. The Bittel b'shaita accomplished what it was supposed to accomplish. It was Mevatel the Rotzen, so there's no Rotzen anymore. Finished. There's no Rotzen. You can't. There's nothing retroactive over here. So maybe then the Rashba is gerecht that a Bittel on a Bittel won't make it Kedushin Lamafreya. That's how Rabbi Chonon says Pshat. So Bekitza, we have here Akasha. We paskin like Rav Nachman, Chayza Megarish boy. And here you tell me we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Yochel Achza boy. The Kaimon Hilchas the Kavosei the Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, Nehei de botlei mitoyre shliach mitoyres get loy botlei. Which we'll see clear in Tosfos what this means. Let's see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, vafilu bakamayse, gabi masnisen, loy bo ache bekitche bechoz rebo, kaim alon hilchasek rabi yoichen dosi dibu mavat al dibu. Mashiach zivigarish boy beget, lachish amoshlich, yetshin sadi loch botol hu. Period. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis has a girse. Nehei de botle miteire shliach miteire sket loy botle. Peirish. So Taisvis says pshat nagamores teretz. De mistome einai miskaven levatel ela hashliach. That means the Gemara saying, you misunderstood Rav Nachman. I'm sorry. That what Rav Nachman said, that Chayza Megarish by not that you can't be Mevatel the get. You see, you can be Mevatel the get. Just like Rav Yochanan says you can be Mevatel the Kedushin, Rav Nachman knows you can be Mevatel the get. Rav Nachman only said, I assume he doesn't mean to be Mevatel the get. I assume he just means to Mevatel the Shlichas. That's Pshat Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan are the best of friends. If a tackle say before she wants him a battle to get. So that's the Girsa Nagamara. Perish the mistome einoi miskaven levatel ela lashliach. Ulefise. So Taisu says, oh, if that's Pshan the Gemara, so according to Rab Nachman, im oma beferish ani mevatel haget atzmoi, but he said beferish, according to Rab Nachman, listen, don't have any misunderstandings, I want to be mevatel to get. So, then it's mamish like Rabbi Yochanan. That's according to our Girsa. So, there's no machlekes. The machlekes of Nachman Rav Sheish is only what his intentions are. But if he really wants him to get, no problem. That's the Girsan argument. The Gemara Nasheleich is a different Girsa. Gite gufei mika botel. There the Gemara says, the Gemara asks this kashin, the Gemara says, you can be mavatel aget? Mavatel aget? I mean, the Gemara is the kashin Rabbi Yochanan. Here, her chazos mavatel the maise kedushin. So why can you mavatel the get? The Gemara says, a get you could be mavatel? Period. Mashme she'ein haget misbatel. So the Gemara is telling us that you makshin that compared Bittel Maisa Kedushin to Bittel Aget. I'm sorry, the two different things. A Maisa Kedushin can be Mevatel before it's Chal. Aget, you can be Mevatel. Mashme, that according to the Gemara in Gittin, Mashme Shein Aget Mizbatel. V'tzorech Leforish. So, the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Gittin, I'm sorry, some Shadis, Leforish. At a sova shaget yocheli posel bebitl. You hold a get can be posel bebitl. Voloi. That can't be bottle. Dareyu kemoi mois shaino misbatlois. It's just like money. That is a very modern marshal. We'll come back to the marshal. Aba al kaponim, just like it can't be mavato money, that means, I'll say the money is bottle, it's, I have a pruta, and I'll say it's not a pruta, you just ask Uncle Sam if it's a pruta, you say it's not a pruta. Just like you can't be mavatel money, you can't be mavatel a get. We'll see soon what the dimin is. The ma'achad, a get cost of kilchos, ain't yochel avat, ain't yochel avat, vim yirtze yachze, v'yigarish. So, we have over here, the second Lashon of Tosfos holds that there's a tremendous chilek between a get and a maisa kedusha. And let's just dance on two chasnas. And the first Lashon holds that they're the same, just like your mevatel kedushin, mevatel a get. Rav Nachman only said he doesn't have an intent to be mevatel. If he wants mevatel a get, give me mevatel. So we have a machlekes, could give me mevatel a get. Zogt Rabbi Chonam, Kavitz Oris, Simenayim Vov, Aishid Beis, Aishid Gimel. So Rabbi Chonam wants to say as follows. Let's first start off with an easier Mahalach to understand the second Lashon of Taisvis, and then we'll come to our Taisvis. Taisvis in Gittin, and Daf Amid Beis says you can't be Mevatel Aget. And it's not similar to Kedushin, because Aksivis Aget is a Maise. This is a Fati Gezach, this is a Sefer Krisos, you created a Sefer Krisos, it's finished. A Maise Kedushin, you gave over money, Nothing happened yet. It's in the process of being nigma. I made a maisa kedushin which was a nigma. So I'm a mailer. So it goes matan nigma. Here's a din of a dibbo. This is a procedure that did not come through a gemar. So I can be mevatel it. It's not, nothing happened yet. If you wrote a get, that's called a maisa. I have a sefer krisus. I have a sefer krisus. So the maisa, I made a sefer krisus. So it's finished. It's done and over with. I have a sefer krisus called a maisa. You can't be mevatel a maisa. Zok toisvis in gitten. What will be if you wrote half a get? They'll say, I'm mevatel it. Oh, half a get? Half a get, you could be mevatel. Half a get is not a maisa. Half a get is it's in the process of becoming a get. But it's not a get. It's not a sefer krisus. So Taisa says, half a get, you could be mevatel. And then it'll be too late. A whole get, it's a maisa. That's what Taisa says over here. Over there in Gittin. By us, Taisa doesn't mention maisa. Taisa mentions, just like money. Just like you can't be mevatel money, you can't be mevatel a get. That's ushto, you can't be mevatel money. What's a comparison, money to get, what's the... So Rabbi Chanan says something very interesting. He says, you know why you can't be mevatel money? Because the money is, I didn't make the money. The money is, the Malchus gave out the money. I'll be mevatel the money. Who am I to mevatel the money? It's Botel, Mevutel. If I'd be the Melech, and I'd be mevatel the coins, Shenemo Botel Take, the government is mevatel the money, it's his money. But I didn't make the money. The government made the money. I'm mevatel the money. Why are you to mevatel the money? You can only be mevatel something you made. Zot Rabbi Chanan, let's talk about a mashal. I shechted a behemah. And now, so the behemah is mutter now to eat. So I made a heter. Yeah, before you couldn't eat the behemah. And I made a heter. I'm going to be mevatel the heter. Zot Rabbi Chanan, you can't do it. Even though, let's not talk about the technicality that osi, loy osi diba mevatel maise. I feel osi diba mevatel maise. He says, you know why? Because I got news for you. You didn't make the heter. The Torah made the heter. The Torah said, if you shecht, I'm saying it's mutter. But not you make the heter. You did the maise shchita. If you did a maise shchita, the Torah said the behem is mutter. You didn't make the heter. You did the maise that brought about it. The Torah made the heter. Therefore, you can't be mevatel what the Torah made. Just like you can't be mevatel the coins of the government, you can't be mevatel what the Torah made. The Torah said, if this pula will be done, it becomes mutter. So you know, so I'm mevatel the heter. I'm sorry, you didn't make the heter. You caused the heter to come about, but you didn't make the heter. You can't be mevatel the heter. You can only be mevatel something you made. Zot Rabbi Chanan, our Taisvis held, you don't make a safer krisus. The Torah says, if you write a get l'shmo, we make it a safer krisus. It's not you that made it a safer krisus. If this was done, the Torah made it a safer krisus. So you can't make it a safer krisus. What are you to do? That's how Rabbi Chanan said pshat in our Taisvis. So a get, you can't be mevatel a get. That's according to the Loshen in Gittin. Now, the first Loshen of our Taisvis holds that you could be mevatel a get. Now, how does this work? The first Loshen holds, just like you can be mevatel Kedushin, you can mevatel a get. Same thing. So how does this work? So there's an easy way out and a difficult way out. It matters how you learn. If we learn osi dibur and mevatel dibur is retroactive, not the way we said according to the Rashba, the dibur is mevatel the previous dibur. That's how it works. Osi dibur mevatel dibur. That means also if she said 25 days ago, I want to get married to you, and then 25 later she says, no, I don't want to get married to you, I'm retracting my words. The words get retracted. The words were never, osa dibur mevatel dibur. It works, but however it works. And it works lamafreya. It works extra. So like, ki'ilu, she never said these words. These words were never said and uttered. They're taken, they were erased from the record. So memela, so you know why she's not married? Because, she never, when he gave her the kedushin, she never agreed to the kedushin. She just erased Lamafrey in the words. If you learn, it goes Lamafrey. And this, that's the lomdus of osa diba mamatal diba. So then we could understand very easily how you can be mamatal aget. No, mamatal aget. Know how a get starts. The baal has to be mitzava, the sefer, right aget for my wife. You need the tzivi abal. Then, 10 days later, he says, oh, I'm retracting my words. I'm mamatal to get. So he's retracting his tzivui. Without a tzivi abal, a sefer writes a get without tzivi abal. It's gomishmet gomish. So if you learn it works lamafreya, then we understand very well how osedibu mamatal dibu, how that works. How that works, that the Kedushin is bottle, because we never had a dibul that was masking for the Kedushin. And then we also understand how you can be mavatal again. But if you learn it works mikan lahabo, now we have a problem. So bishloime by Kedushin, we understood it. By Kedushin, you need horotzen, till she's mukudeshes, to become married. And if she was mevatel that rotzen, kedushin will not come about. So Rabbi Chanan, the same way we have to understand a get. A get, you need the rotzen on gerishin from the ksiva till the nesina. It's not pshat is that this is a get, is a oifen how to make gerishin. That means it's an oifen how to make gerishin, and you need that I should want to be megarish with this. B'shas the ksiva, I have to think of this, and let me say over perhaps the loshen, the gedder ksiva lishmo sheyimiyuchid l'shem gerishei ha'isha. This paper, this document, should be miyuchid to be megarish the woman, mishas ksive atshas gerish. That is a sefer krisis, a sefer that was nisyachid ligarish from the ksive till the nesina. That's called a sefer krisis. V'yichud ze nase mishas ksive saget. When he writes the get, he injects into the get that this sefer is nisyachid to be megarish this isha till she gets it, till she receives the get. V'mis batal ha'yichud l'shem gerishin mikana l'haba posel l'garish boy. So b'kitzel, that's how Rabbi Chana wants to say pshat. That means it's not sufficient that you write it lishma. The writing is the beginning. It starts off with a bang. It starts off that it was written with an intent to be given over l'shem gerishin for this woman. And I need this intent, this yichud l'shem gerishin, should be niskayim till it's given over. And if there was a hefsik before the gemar ha-gerishin, so it comes out that, so there's apostles in the get.